Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
What are you guys so happy about?
Just won a game, Coach.
Yeah, I know we won the game. I'm the guy that got the bucket of Gatorade dumped on him. You don't see me celebrating. You know why?
Sure, you got iced on your pants.
Another reason, loser. I'm not celebrating because it's just the beginning of the season. We got a long way to go. I don't want you guys getting giddy just because we have the potential to go to a ball game this year. Hey, hey. And we're going to go up there and talk to the press, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell them that the game was a lot closer than the 61-3 score indicated. All we're going to say, it was a fairly decent effort.
All right. That's just a plain all right. You know, not a all right. Coach Dobro Dubinsky, you just won your first bowl game and been named Coach of the Year. You're surrounded by women, money, and cars. How do you feel?
Fairly decent.
I got listed.
Why do we have to do this today?
Because the sooner you move out of that little room shared with...
Well, you're making progress. Last week, you didn't want to move at all.
Trust me. Getting your own place is a good idea. And it could be fun. You can fix it up any way you like.
Yeah. You can get rid of all that lacy frou-frou stuff that Stuart loves so much. Kelly, honey, the thing to do is just forget that Stuart ever existed. Look, I'll start. Done.
Let me see that.
You know, forgetting Stuart was pretty easy. I'd have tried that with a mother.
I have.
Wait a minute. Now, look, here's one. Large private one-bedroom near campus with bay window overlooking duck pond. Sounds perfect. 462.
What is it, Kelly?
462 Stewart Street.
Geez, Christine, why don't you try to find her something on Get On With Your Life Boulevard? Hello? You got him. You're kidding. That's great. Christine, my sidewinder's in.
Dad's buying a missile?
No, Sidewinder's a hot new four-wheeler. Your dad's been on the waiting list for over 6 months.
Okay, yeah, I'll be down this afternoon to pick it up. Thanks a lot. Man, am I the luckiest guy on earth? My team's winning. The truck's in. God, this could be the greatest year of my life. I mean, except for the horrible thing that happened to Kelly.
Hey, I was driving down the lake. I thought it smelled bacon.
Oh, it's all gone.
See you.
Wait a minute. Guess what? One Sidewinder made it in the state of Minnesota. Guess whose name's on it?
Jesus, a lot of people in Minnesota.
Mine's on it, Lou.
Oh, jeez, that's great.
Yeah, I'm picking it up today.
I'll tell you, Hayden, life couldn't get any better for you.
I know, it's just like I'm charmed. I mean, except for Kelly's horrible thing. Hey, look, come here, look at the brochure.
I'm gonna go for a hike to contemplate the insensitivity of the world. That okay, Dad?
Huh? Christine, honey, you are gonna love this truck. It has everything. It's got a little travel computer. It's got little wipers for the headlights. It's got little heaters for the little wipers for the headlights. It's even got turbo.
which is...
It's just twice as good as Turbo.
Hey, if you're gonna be driving around Turbo Turbo, you better make sure it's got one of those body bags.
Airbags, Luther. They're called airbags, and it's got them. I even ordered one for the passenger side.
Aw, honey, you do care.
Yep.
Hey, Hayden, have you thought about what you're gonna do with your old truck?
Yeah, I'm gonna sell it.
Would you sell it to me?
Sure.
So.
Oh, wait, well, hold it, you guys. You can't sell your truck to Luther.
Why, you been eyeing it, too?
No, because it's a disaster waiting to happen. Everybody knows friends shouldn't do business with friends. I have seen this happen time and again. Friends get involved in a business deal, something goes wrong, and the friendship ends.
Christine, honey, you are a very smart person. But you're also a woman. And sometimes those two things just fight each other. Let me explain something to you about guys. See, when Luth and I are talking about cars and trucks, we go to a special place. Yeah, it's not located on any map. It's located right here. Right here. It's called Menstown.
Menstown?
Yeah, that's right. Capital M, capital T, Menstown.
I'd love to see this place.
Well, you can't. You can't. See, because it's where men go to hunt with their bare hands and talk about chainsaws. Where no one ever asks, does this make my butt look too big? But what are you thinking? Because in Men's Town, we're always thinking the same thing. Isn't that right, Luth?
Uh-huh.
We're always thinking, man, I'd love a great big juicy steak.
Yeah. You know, when we were younger in Boys Town, it was a hamburger.
Right.
And you talk with your mouth full there, too.
Look, my point is, there is trust and friendship between men. There's no lawyers there. There's only real men.
And a few good dogs.
I think you've both lost your minds. Or in Men's Town, do you all just share one?
Okay, Christine, observe. Luther, would you please rise? Luth? Luth, you want to buy my truck?
Yep.
You want a mechanic to check it out?
Nope.
Blue book price okay with you?
I'll have a check for you tonight.
Okay, here are the keys. Handshake seals the deal. Another great day in Men's Town.
Hayden, I sincerely hope you prove me wrong. And they make you mayor of Men's Town.
There's no one leader, Christine. We're all equal.
Wow.
That dauber is the Sidewinder experience.
That thing can really climb. There must be 40 steps in front of the administration building. You took them all.
Yeah. Hey, Howie Burley, how we doing? Come on, I just got a new truck. I'm having a little fun. Yeah, I saw you throw your briefcase in the air. I just thought you were excited. Howard, if the administration doesn't like it, you can tell them to try and catch me.
Water, quick, give me some water. And a cup for me and a bowl for him.
What happened?
I just pulled Quincy a mile uphill.
Why?
There's a truck conked out at the bottom.
What?
This rolled out from underneath.
What's that?
Apparently a pretty useful part.
Jeez, I'm sorry, Luth. Are you all right?
I'm okay. I don't think Quincy's ever gonna calm down.
Never had anything go wrong. Are you sure you're driving it right?
Hey, and I know how to drive a 4-speed.
It's a 3-speed.
Well, now it's a no speed. What do you want me to do with this?
I don't know. Just probably give it to whoever you're gonna get to fix it. What are you doing?
You're gonna fix it.
Why would I fix it?
With your truck?
Luth, I sold you the truck yesterday. We shook on it. In Men's Town.
We've moved. Today we're in Let's Get Real Town.
Okay, let's get real. Now, I've had the truck for 7 years. I've never had anything go wrong with it. You haven't one night in this fault.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that you ruin everything you touch.
Jaden, that is not true.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Jaden, for God's sake, Luther!
Okay, what have I ruined?
What about the vacuum I gave you?
Huh?
What about the vacuum I gave you?
Well, that broke.
What about the bicycle I gave you?
It broke!
What about the toaster I gave you?
That broke!
And what does that tell you?
You unload all your junk on me!
The truck is yours, Luther. End of story.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that is not the end of the story. That is just the beginning of the story.
What are you gonna do?
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Well, this just happened, so I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. But when I know what I'm gonna do, I'll tell you one thing. You're gonna be the second to know. Tell you one thing, we're gonna get even.
Well, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Look it up in the Men's Town Handbook.
Here's that injury report you wanted.
Doc. What's with your hair, bud?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? I mean, it's standing up all over the place. I mean, I took that ride 3 hours ago.
Well, I ran into Judy. She kind of liked it. She said it made me look taller.
Excuse me, Hayden Fox?
Yeah.
In here.
What's going on?
Can we talk for a minute?
About what?
About loyalty. About friendship. About the kind of a man who would sell his best friend a truck that he knows is falling apart.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Spencer Cooley, Channel 6 troubleshooter, and I'm here to get even.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Gonna get even, and I'm getting even, and I'm getting get even to get even.
Well, I'm not going on television with this. Come on, you guys, get out of here.
Mr. Van Damme, why don't you tell me and everyone in Minnesota what happened?
Don't tell them anything. Come on, you guys, get the hell out of here.
You sold me a broken truck.
I did not. I sold you a perfectly good truck.
Well, if it was a perfectly good truck, then how do you explain this?
This? Well, that's the part that fell off when he ruined it.
I didn't ruin it.
He does. He ruins everything. He ought to go to his apartment and look at his toaster and his vacuum.
Ask him about his 88 taxes.
What are you trying to... All right, that's it. You guys are out. Come on.
You're going to have to throw me out.
I am throwing you out.
Are you getting this?
Get out. Yeah, are you getting this? Are you getting this? Get this. Now get out.
I'll see you on the news, Fox.
You don't have to fix the truck right away if you don't want to. If you want to take a while, it'd be perfectly all right. If you
forget the truck. Do you have any idea of what you've done?
Well, yeah, I think I have a pretty good idea.
No, you got no idea, Luth. You got no idea. When this thing airs, we're going to look like idiots. Big screaming idiots.
Yeah, well, I think maybe you a little more than me.
Yeah, I should have known something like this was going to happen. Everything was going great. We're having our greatest season ever. We may be going to go to a bowl game. Stewart dumped Kelly, and everything was swell. Do you know this is the kind of thing they can fire us for? Our lives are over.
Oh, I didn't want my life to be over till I was dead. Well, yeah, listen, you got to help me out. What are we going to do?
We got to get the tape back.
How?
I don't know. Why don't you just let me think?
Listen, he seemed like a real nice guy. Maybe we could just ask him for it.
Why don't you just let me think?
Maybe he's a poor guy. We could pay him.
Luther?
Maybe he's like a wimpy guy.
Just let me think!
You could tell him that you made up. That way he wouldn't have a story, and he'd have to give you his tape.
Would you shut up and let him think?
It's not a bad idea, Doc.
We're with you, Dob. Go ahead.
Okay, here's what we do. We go with Dauber's idea. If that doesn't work, I don't care. Whatever we do, we're not leaving that station without the tape. Let's go. Hi. Did you tell us if Christine Armstrong's in?
Yes, but she's in a meeting with the general manager.
Oh, great, 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 great. She's gonna be in there half the day. Christine says this guy is a real blowhard.
I could call and see how long they'll be.
Well, thanks.
Daddy? How long are you gonna be in there with Christine? Thanks. He said they'll be a while.
You are doing a fantastic job here. Could you tell us if Spencer Cooley's in?
Well, if you want to see Mr. Cooley, I'll have to wand you.
Huh?
I'll have to check you for weapons.
Really?
Oh, you wouldn't believe some of the strange characters that come in here wanting to hurt Mr. Cooley. Sir?
Huh?
Would you empty your pocket?
Yes. Must be keys. No, baked potato.
I'm sorry, I'll have to cut that open. It's fine. Mr. Cooley is in editing bay 5. That's just down the hall and to your left.
Thank you.
Are you getting this? Are you getting this?
Cooley?
Oh, my God. How'd you guys get by security?
She just let us in.
She frisked you?
Yeah.
All right.
We want the tape.
I'm not gonna give you the tape.
You got no story. We made up. We're friends.
I don't care if you guys are sweethearts. You're not getting the tape.
You wanna play rough? We'll play rough.
Hey, don't threaten me, Fox. I didn't almost win 4 local Emmys by backing off. Now look, I got the head football coach of Minnesota State going nuts on tape. I'm gonna run with it.
Well, the hell you are. What's that?
That's an alarm. You're not the first guy who wanted to get a tape back.
Oh, well, turn it off. Turn it off. All right, jeez. What's it going to take to get the tape back?
I already told you, I'm not giving it back.
What about if I pay you for it?
You cannot bribe a journalist.
Oh, give me a break. Anybody can be bribed, and if I were you, I'd quit throwing around words like journalist.
Listen, I got a lot of work to do. Now, if you guys don't get out of here, I'm going to call security.
We're not leaving here without the damn tape.
Wait a minute, Hayden. Let me see if I can reason with him.
What kind of man are you, for God's sake? I'm an old coach with bad knees. You're ruining my life. Now I'm going to lose my insurance. You sleazeball, junkyard, tar bucket.
Thought you weren't going to say anything.
Well, just that.
I'm running the story.
Look, I'm a proud man. Luth and I spent all our lives building up this team. We could go to a bowl, Spence.
Bowl game.
Don't take that from us.
Please.
Please. Now, I'm going to beg you, okay?
Yeah.
I'm begging you. Please, all right? Don't run this story.
I'm begging you, too. My knees, I can't get down on them.
The owner of Black Sidewinder, please move your truck. There's no parking on the steps.
That's you, Hayden.
All right, that's my truck. Look, don't move. I'll be right back.
I want your sidewinder.
What are you talking about?
You give me your sidewinder, I'll kill the story.
You give me my sidewinder? What happened to I cannot be bribed?
Hey, I've been on a wait list for 8 months for a sidewinder. I'll do anything to get it. I'll pay you what you paid for it.
I just got it. I mean, I haven't even programmed the radio station yet.
You're getting it, aren't you? Get it good! Get it good! Get out! Out! Get out! Out! Now, get out! Get out!
All right. Jeez, I can't believe this.
You'll get this when I get the keys.
Okay, you got the date! You said you'd do it and you did it! Boy, this is why you're upset about the truck, aren't you?
Well, at least you're not going to be humiliated in front of millions of people. And, you know, worse, Christine.
Just let us the hell out of here. I can't believe this day.
Christine! What? Christine, come on down the hall.
she's... Oh, that's right, she's booked in here next.
Hit the button, hit the button. Not that button, the door button. Come on.
Spencer, it's Christine.
Just a second.
Is there another way out of here?
No, and there really ought to be.
Hide us. You gotta hide us somewhere.
Yeah, look, Ethan, crawl behind the console there. I've done it a couple of times myself. But, look, be careful. A couple of those wires can give you a pretty good...
zap.
Spencer? Sorry, but we're supposed to be in here.
It's okay. I'm just going for a little drive.
Listen, why don't we start with the city council story, and then we can get into the 25-year retrospective. And we better order some dinner. We're going to be here all night. Do you smell baked potato?